Hello, everybody.
Good evening.
It's my turn to use the new setup tonight, and I'm kind of obsessed with how fun it looks.
Yeah,
You gotta let me know if the audio is all good. We had to tweak some settings on my behalf from, because I redid we redid the entire layout and things are routed differently a little bit. So let's see if it sounds okay.
I'm excited to watch a stream with the new layout.
Yeah, it's fun. It is fun.
So,
Hey, everyone say it's good. Perfect.
audio is good. Wow.
Well,
We're
it's
much quieter than the commercials were. Maybe that's good. I don't know. Some other people are saying it's low.
I mean, I can bring that up. I mean, I can adjust it right here. Let's bring it right up like that. Maybe that's a little bit
Too much.
Maybe. Let's see if that does it. Maybe that should be okay. Let's see how that sounds now. Turn it on.
Okay. All
All right. So everything should be, I think at this point it's probably pretty good.
perfect. That worked.
Perfect. Excellent. 'Cause once I can find a place just to leave it, it's good. And not only that, but this is the first stream that I've done back with my normal setup after John was here. So
Oh, yeah.
things were kind of out of sync at that
In
point.
disarray.
Yeah. So how you doing?
Doing all right. You spent a good bit of today working on a new sort of shooting area, right?
Right. If you've seen our setup video, you know that I've set up like kind of the back half of my like where my game collection is. Recently, I'm taking the kitchen that's in the attic, and I am building a new shooting space. It's gonna look the same, but it's I don't have an angled ceiling, so it just makes it so much easier to move around and do more that I want in there. Like I'm gonna
Are
have a
you going to
big
take
like
the
7.5 foot sprawling wood paneling background now instead of just like a tiny little one.
people think you hear Corey echoing from my headphones? Would it be less echo potentially if I took my headphones off? My headphones are like right next
Oh,
to
yeah. I mean, it's
the mic.
possible.
I guess so. Let's see. It might be better off without.
Yeah.
Let's see, y'all let me know how that is. But so are you planning to bring the table that you
Yes.
normally
Yeah,
shoot
the
on?
desk is
That's
going
going
to
to go out
move back
there?
out there. I mean, it's going to be out there so that it's just. I don't have to deal with the angled ceiling, and I can kind of pull back a bit more and just really have more space to set up and do better shots, I think. Where it's not, everything can kind of live out there, except for when I need to shoot something green screen, I'd bring my lights back into where I normally shoot. But it kind of empties out there, and I can take that desk out, and it gives me a lot more room for, like, if I buy more games, I can put more stuff in there. That's kind of like a side effect of the whole situation.
Okay, so it sounds better with me not wearing headphones, ironically enough.
Interesting. Well, whatever.
But yeah, well, I think it's because I was like so turned like this way.
Yeah, and your the microphone is, it's a shotgun mic, so it's not aiming directly at the TV. I'm sure if you turn it directly to your speakers, you'd be able to hear it better. I mean, you'll be able to hear it come through the microphone.
Yeah, which we don't want.
Can we have fake
So,
commercial breaks? We cannot. I mean, maybe. I mean, we've done fake commercials in the past. Other people have done fake commercial stuff for us as well. So maybe we could in the future. I mean, tonight we're going to be playing. I'm going to be playing McDonald's Treasureland Adventure. I've been really
fishing
excited to play
pole?
this game.
Yeah.
And I've come very close just playing it on my own because I've been so excited. I
No,
mean,
you were telling me that if you're not mistaken, this game was in development before Gunstar Heroes, but released like a week after Gunstar Heroes or something like
well,
that.
of course, I mean, I'm pretty sure that this was in development before Gunstar Heroes. This was I guess is technically Treasure's first game, but I think that it released like just slightly after Gunstar Heroes.
Okay.
But I mean, it's kind of a weird game. It's interesting. It has a password option, and I think the game is only 4 levels. And I've heard that it's not easy, but it's not too hard either.
Really? So I mean, I wonder if the password system like remembers how many deaths you have. I feel like password systems are relatively uncommon on the Genesis.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, at least that I can think of. I mean, I don't know if there's limited continues, but I mean, I guess we'll find out. It seems weird that a McDonald's game would not be easy, but I mean,
but it also would seem weird that a treasure game would be easy.
Yeah, it doesn't. A treasure game would not be easy. So it's kind of a weird thing, and I don't really know what to expect. I found it at a local game store. I kind of got a good deal on it, and I've wanted it for a long time.
Is it expensive?
Yeah. I mean, the price, not what I paid, of course, was $65.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, it's not a cheap game. I did not pay that. But you know, it's in incredibly good shape. I mean, what's that?
Outer Zevin says eating McDonald's isn't easy, so it's fitting.
You know, I like McDonald's. I liked McDonald's. I still do. I mean, obviously, but you know, I don't get to go very often. Although, you know, since moving to the area, like to Northern Kentucky, I feel like I've had like fast food a lot more than I did previously. Like in New York, we never had it.
Yeah, I didn't have fast food much growing up, but I guess developed more of a taste for it in college, for better or worse. But you know, I mean, as a kid, I liked McDonald's because you know, I liked the toys mainly.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Like as an adult, I mean, McDonald's is like bare bottom rung fast food pretty much for me. I like never go to McDonald's unless it's just like the only option, and you know, and I can't travel easily.
Yeah. All right, so I'm gonna go ahead and get started.
Let's do it.
And this will be, I think, my first time streaming with the OSSC, so hopefully it's not an issue.
Surely you've streamed with it before.
I mean, just the when we did the video on it.
What scalar mode are you going to be using?
I'm using the 4X because the PEX HD cap does not see the 5X.
Right.
All right. Here we go. I've been looking forward to this. And I'm pretty sure. So the game defaults to beginner, which I think is weird. But I'm going to put it on normal and see how that goes. But the game does default to beginner. So it maybe makes me think that it's going to be...
Yeah, I mean, you know what worries me? I mean, it's not a treasure game, but it feels like a treasure-like game. You know, Rocket Knight Adventures does the same thing, where it starts on defaults to easy, but easy is still not easy.
All right, we'll see what happens.
I really hate it when games have misleading difficulty descriptions.
Yeah, look at Ronald McDonald there. Ronald McDonald's walking in a magical forest. He's like, ooh. Looks like a piece of a treasure map. Yeah. This kind of gives me a Castle of Illusion / Quackshot kind of feel.
Yeah, I could say I could see that. Yeah, especially Quackshot, like the whole treasure map sort of aesthetic.
Yeah. Let's go on a treasure hunt. I love his kind of strut too.
And what do they call him in Japan, as we learned from Game Dave?
Isn't it Donald McDonald?
Donald McDonald, I think that's right.
Look at that jump too. It's like, I mean, it's basically like an air hop. What he's doing. Right?
Maybe. It's a jump with some character. I mean, you know, I've never felt like Ronald McDonald had, you know, any really real personality to him. You know, I mean, he's just, you know, he's a clown, but the fact that they've made video games out of him is just weird enough to be interesting. So, like, who would you say is the best McDonald's character?
Probably Grimace. I mean, I would
say
I don't remember like any of their personalities at all anymore.
Yeah, I don't either, but they're just, I guess it's kind of a question of which design is the stupidest or most interesting. I mean, I guess the Hamburglar is kind of cool.
So I don't know what these power-up things on the, like, on the bottom of the screen are. Like, I think that the white one is, like, how powerful my shot is.
It's weird because the one that has, like, two in the middle looks the same as the icons that have three and two are flashing white. So, like, what's the difference between those?
I don't know. And the kind of orangish one, I filled it up and then it disappeared. So I don't know.
The way those clouds squish and stretch is odd.
Oh, look at, you can buy stuff. Here we go. Yellow flower.
Ooh.
150 golds. continues are 10,000. It looks like it's a continue item.
That reminds me of a Fazanadu, where the shop owner will say, "You do not have enough golds. You do not have enough golds."
One up. Magic power up is 2,000 golds. I don't have enough for anything. The white flower. Okay, so jewel. I assume the jewel is like how many is my life points.
So on the stick says, someone's probably mentioned this, but Treasure had to agree to make this game before Sega would fund Gunstar Heroes, even though Gunstar Heroes came out first. So I figured it had something to do with, you know, it was easier for them to get their start making a licensed game.
Yeah.
I really like the mountain in the background. That sort of flat shading aesthetic they got going on there.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
So you can only grapple to those, like, hooks.
Yes.
Well, and I guess certain other things, maybe. Or, oh, no, that hook. That line had a hook on it that you ran on. Okay. So what is your goal to every level? Do you have to collect things, or do you just get to the end?
I don't know. It just hits a goal. I think that it's just get to the end. But I think
maybe you should have read the manual.
Maybe I should have. It's too late now. I should probably make a practice out of doing that for streams.
Have we seen that the Super NT will have a digital analog converter that plugs into the HDMI port? Yes.
That's huge. It's huge news.
Right. I mean, my understanding of what it sounds like is that it, you know, it's supposed to be the same quality as the NT Mini analog out. And so it sends us a proprietary signal, you know, since there's no delay in the HDMI port, you know, it's basically an optional audio add-on. Or optional analog add-on. And I think that's really smart because most people probably don't use the analog on the NT Mini. And, you know, I think the best thing about the Super NT is the price.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because, you know, more people can get it now.
He was chasing me. He killed me. Man. I don't know. Can you look up what the jewels do on the bottom? It's silly that I didn't look that up. But...
Have we tested out HD Retrovision cables on FrameIsor or OSSC? Yes. They work excellently. Let's see. McDonald's. I'm going to search McDonald's on GameFAQs and how many games are going to come up. There's a McDonald's game for Atari 2600?
Really?
I mean, it just says McDonald's. I don't know if for sure. If it could be the McDonald's. Now, there's only one walkthrough for this game. Yeah, only four stages. That's crazy. Okay. Let me read the controls just in case you hadn't discovered some moves. Up does nothing. Down crouches. Left, right moves. Star pauses. A is scarf, can latch onto hooks. B, used for attacks, and C, jumps. Can you buy like different attacks?
I don't think so. I think you just have the stars here.
Unfortunately, this fact doesn't seem to have like an items section.
Gotta have the information in there, though.
Doesn't look like it. It's, you know, pretty basic fact. Maybe I can look up the manual online. Ooh, treasure, land, adventure, manual.
I don't know what the balloons do, either.
Are you collecting them?
Yeah, well, I mean, I can jump on this guy.
Do you think there could be an RGB episode on the 2600? Absolutely. I actually kind of wanted to do it years ago, but just never really ended up being a priority. I've got, I've got two 2600s and 7800, 7200. I always get the Atari. Other than 2600, I always get the Atari numbers mixed up. Is it 7800 and 5200? I don't have a 5200, but I kind of want to make like an RGB episode about like, you know, the classical Atari systems, pre-Jag.
The Jag.
Someone in the chat, I scrolled back up. The jewels are your health bar, but they're also used against boss fights and various points in the game. So I guess the jewels on the left are your life bar, but the stuff in the middle, I don't know what that means.
Whoa, this must be the boss. Or I'm going up in the space. Taking the fountain into outer space. Well, I have almost enough golds to get a continue here. I'm gonna prioritize the continues. Oh, this is a boss. But I mean, essentially, you have unlimited continues. You have a password. The flowers restore your jewels when you take damage. Okay, so if you get enough flowers, probably the three flowers restores one of your jewel points.
What happens is you have to let the boss suck up one of your jewels in order to expose their weak point and attack them. That sounds weird. found a scan of the manual.
Oh, okay. It does feel like a treasure game.
Items. Pick up as many items as you can while you move Ronald through the game. You'll see all of them as you play, and some of them can also be bought at the shops. Bag of gold increases Ronald's total. The white bag holds 50 golds, and the yellow bag holds 300 golds. The jewel restores one of Ronald's hit points. Two jewels restores two of Ronald's hit points. Collect three white flowers and restore one jewel to Ronald's total. Get two yellow flowers and restore one jewel to Ronald's total. Continue item. Okay, the continue item is the McDonald's arch, and then the one up is his face. So you get a whole extra continue if you get the arch.
Okay.
A jewel container adds one hit point to Ronald's total. Balloons carry Ronald to safety when he falls off the bottom of the screen. Press the D button to guide Ronald through the air, but remember that the balloons will pop after a short time. Make sure Ronald's over a safe place.
To pop the balloons on purpose,
press B, button B. Magic power-up makes Ronald's magic stronger. You can collect up to three of them.
Practice, I guess, just recently. I've been watching too many commercials, I guess. A lot of people say, like, I saw a lot of comments on the video saying, like, oh, please do this for every other year. I hope. It was very lucky that we had the chance to do this. It was a total accident, really.
Yeah. You were just digitizing those tapes for someone.
Yeah, and then I realized, like, holy cow, you know, I could do something with this. Oh, I bet I can. Let's see what happens when I collect three of these. I can just, like, farm life items right here.
Faces on that make me think of, like, Octorox or something.
I wonder how many continues you start with.
It's a good question.
The levels aren't exactly short, though. So it's not going to be a short game.
Do you think this is the boss or just part of the level?
This is just part of the level, for sure. I bet you I'm getting close, though. Don't touch. Well, I feel like...
A lot of people want to know...
There he is. Hamburglar. Am I ever glad to see you? What's that you said? Oh, you want two of my magic jewels? What's that? You'll say you'll give me a hint for the jewels? Really? Will you give him the jewels? Yes, we'll do it. You say the enemy bosses will try to steal my magic jewels. Oh, I can attack them while they're eating the jewels. Really? Thanks, Hamburglar. I'll give it my best shot.
I think this might be the only game I've ever seen that has, like, the reverse of a silent protagonist. Where the protagonist is the only one who can talk. Well, what's that you say?
Buy a couple of magic jewels.
Man, it's probably just me, but my stream keeps going into loading.
This has got to be the boss right here. Let's see what happens here. So I wonder if he can... You can farm life so that he can hit you, maybe. The music here is really good. The boss music is pretty good.
I've never really had any idea why... if Treasure, like, had a set composer. Because I feel like there is a Treasure sound, but I've never really known who it is.
I'm pretty positive that they did. Let's ride him all the way around here. Oh, there we go. Okay. So he wants to steal one of my jewels. And I can... I thought I'd be able to hit him there, but I guess not. It's kind of complicated. I mean, it's not hard. It's certainly not hard. Okay, so if I pick up 3 of the white flowers, then it gives me a health point back. I get it now. He's chewing on my jewel. He's chewing on my jewels.
Weird game.
But it's actually pretty awesome.
There we go, I got back. You know, it's so weird to me, though, that, you know, when I first got Rocket Knight Adventures, I was like, man, this feels...
Oh, you
got
to see that. Wait till you see this death animation. It's really awesome.
Oh, wow. That's some...
Ouch, ow, owie.
Stars.
You win, Ronald. Look at Ronald's butt right in that. That.
Ronald's got some poses in this game, I guess.
Hey, it fits the piece that I have perfectly. So Ronald got in the second part of the map. Continued his adventure. The magical town. So it'd be 3 levels to get all of the, the map pieces. And probably the level that you find where you go with the map, I guess. Got some balloons. How do you use the balloons?
I got the impression it's automatically activated when you fall down a pit.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, I haven't really run into any bottomless pits yet, so I wonder how many there could be. The music's pretty good in this. I like it.
Let me look up, see if I can find out who did it.
I mean, this is definitely going to be a future music track to use in a video.
Katsuhiko Suzuki. Doesn't have a link to another page. Let me see if I can find out if they were a Treasure regular or what. Here we go. Let's see.
Not gonna try that.
He did Dynamite Hetty.
That's another one I gotta stream. Now I have that too.
Guardian Heroes, Silhouette Mirage.
Okay, so it sounds like he's... Oh! There we go. So that's... I got my... Used my balloon. I wish you could hear this music right now. I think you'd like it. Oh, there's a continue up there. How do I get to it, I wonder?
What I'm worried about is that it might be like Castlevania Bloodlines, and it remembers how many continues you had for the password, which I always thought was really mean.
Yeah, it's okay, though. There's another continue right there. Oh, you only have one chance at it? Man.
That is a that checkerboard background pattern is really bizarre.
Oh, 2,000 goals to play a game. Do you want to play? Yeah. Oh, it's like columns, kind of.
Oh, Rondo of Blood did the same thing? I don't even remember Rondo of Blood having passwords. Or doesn't it have like a save system or something? Can't remember. Dang, it keeps... I don't know why it keeps crashing on. Like, I can't... Oh, wait, now I got... Oh, you're playing...
I know, it's technical. Like, this is like... This is the bonus game. It's kind of wild, right? There's a continue. Hopefully it's giving me a continue. And it doesn't move very fast, so it's actually kind of easy.
So what are you going to get out of this?
We're going to find out.
So do you just have to make lines?
Yeah, or diagonals. Oh, do you want to play more? No, I'm going to see what happens. So I think I got a continue out of it. So I think you get whatever stuff you match up. I guess we'll find out. I don't know how many continues I have just by default, if it even gives you any. Maybe it doesn't give you any. Whoa.
What would you say is your favorite puzzle game? Like, classic block style, you know.
I mean, Columns is probably the one I played the most. But I would say that, I don't know if it's my favorite. I don't know, probably, besides Columns, probably, like, I played the Game Boy Advance version of Puyo Pop a lot.
Ah. Yeah, my favorite's Wario's Woods, which is an unusual choice.
I never played
it. I don't know why more people don't rate that. I mean, I really love it. There's just so much flexibility, I feel, in what you can do within the puzzle field because of being able to move a character in there. And after that, definitely very, very close second, Tetris Attack.
Yeah, Tetris Attack is very good. Just like panel to pound stuff is a lot of fun. I'm not very good at it. I'm not very good at any of them.
Someone asked, is Tetris 2 anyone's favorite? I have to assume not. I did not like Tetris 2 very much.
I wonder if it beeps as many times as I have to like duck for. I got a lot of balloons. I got 4 balloons.
I really like Puyo Puyo derived games.
What's going on here? Oh, I think I just got to continue. Yeah, okay, so I have 4 M's down there, so I have 4 continues. I don't know what's going on here. It's pretty trippy. I don't know. The music is pretty wild. There's, I needed to use that balloon.
George Remos is asking, why is the stream keep dropping? Just me? First time it ever does this. It's doing it for me too. Is it a widespread issue people are having?
I mean, I'm not seeing any
no indication of drops on your end.
Yeah, it's saying it's fine. I mean, it's showing like no frames dropped. CPU's at 25%.
When I stream, CPU is at like 6%. It's such a good feeling. I mean, this is, you know, I'm working on my first My Life in Gaming episode since building my new computer.
Oh yeah,
I mean, the first one that I'm
holy
main
cow.
Editor on anyway.
Yeah, wow, I didn't even realize that.
Yeah.
It really is your first episode since November.
Well, first release is November, yeah.
That's pretty wild. I didn't even realize.
I'm going to make sure my dog's not up to no good. I heard you doing something. Oh. She's just taking a nap using her stuffed lizard as a pillow.
The stream is not very smooth, though. With your stream that you're sending me is a little stubborn.
Maybe my internet's just struggling tonight.
Oh, so that's why I rescued her. I don't know what the name of the bird is. Do you know what her name is?
Is her name just like Birdie or something like that?
Maybe. Oh, see, like, look at this level when it shows up on the stream. This makes me think of Quack Shuffle Town.
Yeah, I can see that. Ace, how far did I get in the 4K TV video? I got the script maybe about half written, but then I kind of put it on hold because I was right into some brick walls in my setup, which I got resolved. And so I would like to continue working on that in the coming months. What information were you going to suggest?
Oh, I died. Oh, he got me. I wonder I gotta shoot those things from the back. Maybe that's the key to it. Yeah, looks like that seems to be the case. I see. So they only come after me if I'm facing away from them.
4K TV video? Is this about 4K TVs with modern games or retro games or modern games? Why not both?
Yeah, a little bit of everything.
Yeah, it will be about both. But definitely going to be a big emphasis on the OSSC in that because it seems to be pretty friendly with 4K TVs in general and looks awesome. And, you know, you can go beyond 1080p with it with 1200p for 5x scaling. Birdie from McDonald's or Birdie the bus from Thomas and Friends? I'm a little too old for Thomas and Friends, so I don't.
I've watched my fair share of Thomas and Friends fairly recently.
Do you know who Birdie the bus is?
No. I do not, but I do know like a lot of the other characters. My son is obsessed with like trains and specifically like Thomas Tank Engine. And whoa.
I'm really weirded out by like these inchworm clouds. Whoa, that whole tower just went sideways.
Yeah.
You know, it seems like there's very low delay between what you're seeing and the stream.
I just fell all the way back down.
But I also keep losing the connection. It's fine right now, though.
Yeah, I think that the delay has gotten better recently. They've really tried to improve it, maybe. What the? Come on. Jeez. Now we got 300 people in here.
Yeah, I mean,
not quite last week's numbers, but
yeah, but for some reason, big streams lately. I don't know. YouTube has an ultra low latency mode you can switch on now. It's supposed to have only 1 to 2 seconds delay. I wonder if you could have ended up on that by accident somehow. Maybe that's why it's screwing up for me. Maybe. Do you have to have like a special OBS client or something? I know that there's like some other stream service, I forget what, that you have to like download like a custom OBS to get to use their low latency protocol or whatever.
I don't know. What else? I like the boss music in this is really good. This feels nothing like a McDonald's game.
But you know, would it be a treasure game without some sort of boss that had a series of connected balls for limbs?
Or I think that's eventually going to happen.
Well, I mean, you just beat that boss. It had the balls, the ball arms.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Please stop crying. I like that he's got his like hands on his hips.
Serious.
I've always got something to cheer him up. Oh, he's got magic jewels. It's like not—it's not a happy meal. Gee, he's like, gee, thanks, Ronald. That's what he says. Gee, thanks, Ronald. Hey, little fella. Yeah, here's another piece of a map. Gee, thanks, little fella. He's like, well, what to do now? What do you know? Let's see. He's just like flying on a balloon. Here we go. The magic sea.
Well, yes, this hasn't been too bad on the normal difficulty. Making steady progress.
So somebody in the chat is saying that I can share OBS. Oh.
Yeah, you could just do screen capture of OBS, couldn't you?
And with Discord?
I assume so.
Whew. Whoa. Nothing like a good old auto-scrolling level. Oh, that's kind of cool. The saws are cutting the boats in half. Oh! Man, I'm going through balloons like crazy here.
You know, I wonder how many people left Konami to form Treasure. Like, you know, it was like the first Konami exodus.
Yeah, I don't know. John was telling me that I should get the last Konami game by the team was Buster Bust Loose, the Tiny Toons game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, everyone says that's pretty good. I don't have a ton of attachment to Tiny Toons. I mean, I watched it, but I didn't, like, really care about it. But I think I was saying earlier and then got distracted. Like, when I first played Rock and I Adventures, I was, like, so convinced that it was a Treasure game. Jeez. Before Treasure. But it was not. But it really feels like it's just got a lot of the same sensibilities.
Man. I don't know what's going on here. Can I ride these? Oh, there's going to continue right there. Okay, here we go.
It's really annoying that you can't stand on the mast.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like I should be able to. I think I'm trying to get all these guys inside. So they're gonna make it move, I think. But I did get a continue out of it.
Do they not hurt you?
They can hurt me, yeah. I don't know if this is what I'm supposed to do or what.
There's also a McDonald's Treasure Land adventure game for the Game Gear called Ronald in the Magic World, but it only came out in Japan. Really cool hidden gem for the Game Gear. Is it developed by Treasure?
Yes.
Did Sega publish this?
I think so.
Okay.
I don't know how to get these guys. I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing here. I gotta be doing something here. They don't like it when I attack them, though. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. They don't like it when I shoot them. So I gotta not shoot them. Try riding the clouds right. Oh, go forward. Oh, don't do that. Just using that balloon. Okay. What is this like? Is this like a pickle man?
Yeah. Well, the first boss was a tomato man.
I mean,
right?
Yeah, I guess a lot of. So
I mean, I like the pickle man's big hat.
I mean, are you like pickles are kind of a big deal in terms of, like, you know, you get them on your burger at McDonald's. You like getting pickles on your McDonald's big burgers?
You know, to be honest, I'm not sure if I've ever had pickles on a McDonald's burger, because I don't know if I've had a McDonald's burger since I liked pickles. But as a kid, you know, I always asked for no pickles and no onions. You know, I would have liked onions a lot sooner if McDonald's had not distorted my opinion of onions, because I feel like those little chopped itty bitty onions that they have on their burgers, I think are gross.
See, I like them.
I don't like them. It took me a while to warm up to onions, and a long time to warm up to pickles. And I honestly, I should probably mostly blame McDonald's for that, because that is probably most kids' early exposure to onions and pickles.
You're probably right.
I mean, liking pickles for me has really only been a phenomenon in the past, 8 to 10 years, maybe. I finally gave them more of a fair chance.
You ever had deep fried pickles?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of a southern thing. I haven't had them often, but they're good. Maybe one day I should try a McDonald's burger, without asking for things to be taken off of it. And then I'll probably be disappointed. I mean, that's like the thing with McDonald's, is it's always disappointing.
I guess. I like the snack wraps. Those guys.
Yeah, but Wendy's has those too, and they're just as good or better.
This guy he's got lips for a face. Something's going on.
I mean, I'll like if in the occasion that I do have to have McDonald's, I get a chicken sandwich. I don't like McDonald's hamburgers. I would have Burger King burger, Wendy's burger. I'd have any fast food burger over a McDonald's burger. I mean, I liked them fine as a kid, but I don't really care for it anymore. I mean, when I was really young, the McDonald's hamburgers were the only hamburgers I really liked.
Where this is gonna take me. Oh, there we go.
McDonald's milkshakes are pretty good though. I've always had a soft spot for McDonald's milkshake. When I left too many games, I had a pretty severe sore throat. And
I got a donation.
I got a McDonald's milkshake on the way back, and it was very helpful. Oh, thank you.
What did it say? I missed what it said.
Sup, dorks. Now, when it says that, is that like via PayPal or?
That's using the Streamlabs. Yes, the super chat will say it directly in the chat.
Super chat shows up in the chat. Thank you. Now we can get a Big Mac meal.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what I should do. I've probably had a Big Mac maybe once in my life. I prefer a Whopper myself.
Oh, I got a combo there. I like the music here. It's very... funky.
I like Jack in the Box hamburgers. These are pretty good, I think.
Oh, I just messed it up.
I mean, any of them are better than McDonald's, I think.
Man, you could really, if this gives you like an extra life every time, you could really rack up the lives here.
It looks like, do you have to connect 3 to get them?
Yeah.
To earn them?
Okay, so I got 1 continue out of that.
Oh, you had to collect 3 to get a continue.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess that's how it goes. That's fine. I mean, we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Will the Hatter says we're a better advertisement for fast food than the game is.
It's not intentional. Whoa.
Jonathan Chapman says Burger King is better than McDonald's, is better than Jack in the Box, is better than Wendy's. Wendy's bottom. Wow. That feels like an unusual opinion to me.
Wendy's bottom.
Oh, Jack the Pixel's favorite fast food is Bojangles. High five! Bojangles is, in fact, the best fast food.
Oh, come on.
Yes! No! Objectively. Objectively.
I don't want to have to go into the story again. I don't feel like that my Bojangles experience like is probably representative of the true experience, I guess.
Yeah, well, your Bojangles experience was in New York City, which, I mean, come on.
Yeah, I don't know how I'm supposed to go here.
I don't understand how Bojangles can even exist in New York City. Like, there should be, like, a...
Off the JMZ.
there should be, like, a portal to another dimension that, like, Bojangles cannot pass through as you go into New York
City. Maybe, man. One time is all I needed.
Have I tried McD's after the menu change a year ago? You know, I want to say the last time I was at McDonald's was when we were in Pasadena shooting the Madcap interview. And we had, well, was it breakfast? I think it was kind of a late breakfast, so we had regular McDonald's food. That technically would have been just under a year ago. I think that was the last time, though.
Well, the real question everyone we're about to see answered is, can Ronald McDonald breathe underwater? I think so.
Oh, no. Oh, no. If Sega published this, you know, Sega was against breathing underwater early on. White Castle is the worst burger. You know, I've never had, like, true White Castle. I wanted to say I've had, like, the freezer section White Castle burgers.
I'd like White Castle, but I, like, lived really close to one.
Yeah. Isn't Crystal Burger, like, kind of the same thing?
Crystal Burger? I'm not familiar with that.
I think it's like the little burgers. I think it is. I could be wrong. I've never had like the real deal of either of those, but White Castle is the only food that gave me a hangover without actually drinking.
I mean, I lived, like, there was one really, really close to me, like a less than 5 minute walk. There's one really close to me now too. Maybe next time you're here, we'll go.
I mean, I see them when I'm traveling, and you know, every once in a while I think, oh, I'm curious, but then I see something better.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't know if it's better. I just assume it's better.
I love Ronald's shoes.
What about them?
They're so big. I need to go up there. I feel like it's lying to me.
Is this going to be the first fast food video game that you ever beat? The first licensed?
Yeah, I mean, I guess after this, I should go for... I also have... You know, Mick and Mac, which was kind of the the NES version was a McDonald's game. The Mick and Mac, the what is it? Global Gladiators.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, that was a McDonald's game. You collect.
Yeah, that's shiny, right?
Is it? I have no idea.
I could be wrong on that. I thought it was.
I mean, I have the Genesis version of that.
I'm not a big fan of shiny, but
if it's shiny, it's like really early. I don't think so.
I might be thinking of something else, maybe. I feel like I should get Yonoid someday.
Yeah, you should.
Now
I've heard it's actually pretty challenging, but
huh?
I heard it's pretty challenging.
Well, I mean, it's a Konami game, right?
Capcom.
Oh, Capcom. Really? Capcom? For some reason, I thought it was Konami. But it's something different in Japan, right?
Dudgey, Ronald, I'm so tired I can barely move. I know that feeling, Grimace. Do you know you can give me some? You know, you think you could give me some of those jewels? Dudgey, Ronald, wait. Thanks. I feel much better.
Wait, so wait, what the characters after Hamburglar, have they been talking too? Like, Hamburglar was not able to talk. Does Hamburglar talk? Maybe Hamburglar doesn't talk. I'm not too up on my McDonald's brand guidelines and lore.
Yeah, I just never imagined them talking either. Hopefully the last level on this isn't like Shinobi Legions or something. Or like, wouldn't it be funny if it suddenly became like impossible? Like, it actually has no ending. I'm going the right way.
Oh, people say the Hamburglar says "Robble Robble."
Oh yeah.
I mean, that sounds familiar, but I don't really remember. I guess that makes sense. It's like a portmanteau of Rob and Burgle or Gobble. Gobble. Rob and Gobble. Robble, Robble. Makes sense.
Man, it's just like giving me money like crazy here. Look at all these. Look at this cash. Of course there's going to be a mimic. The music on this level is pretty good, too. I am rather impressed with the music in this game. There's a lot of people asking me if I could put the entire episodes of Headbanger's Ball online. And I think that I'd get in serious trouble with YouTube if I tried to do that. So, not at this time. Although I might go through, me and Joe Redifer were talking about going through and just like putting every single commercial that are on those tapes like online. Because it's like a good thing to put out there, I guess.
Yeah,
because I guess he has like a bunch of old tapes. I'm like, we should just like put everything that we have online.
Blade Lord says he never imagined you as a metalhead, but you're
I'm definitely not. I'm not. That's
this
the thing.
Is for someone else.
This is for somebody else. And all the tapes were recorded off of Baltimore television.
Oh, okay. So were there any local ads on it?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think I sent one to you. It was the there was one for like a Baltimore strip club. They had and it said every Tuesday night. It said it had a specific part of the advertisement says Jell-O race wrestling every Tuesday night. But yeah, I mean, there's some local things. I mean, there's like things for like some wrestling events. See, the weird thing about this is that because you have to let them hit you to, or they have to steal, like, your life points, it's really hard to die. At least so far.
Against the boss?
Yeah, it just seems that way. Like, they're giving you a lot of... But this guy, it's tough to get him to get your jewels. but yeah, I mean, there's a lot of other commercials that I thought were pretty neat. There was definitely the famous Mentos commercial was on there, you know, where he goes to the back of the cab.
Oh.
But I mean, there's a lot of other ones. There was another tape that was just, like, not as good as quality that had a Star Fox commercial on it. But there's, like, already pretty decent ones of that one online.
Mm-hmm.
And the sound was kind of jacked up. But I mean, I just might go through and put everything. I mean, I could probably do, like, some people were asking about the specific interviews, specifically like the typo negative interview that was on there. I mean, I could probably put those online on a different channel, obviously.
You know, a number of people have asked in the comments of the video, like, oh, how did you do this? And, you know, like, it looks so good. And, you know, can you do a tutorial on how to digitize tapes? And really, it's like, there's not really much to say because you kind of just lucked into a very nice piece of equipment.
Yeah. I mean, I just have a VCR that upscales and outputs over HDMI.
It just does a good job of it.
Yeah. Yep. Actually, I have two different ones. I have a Samsung and a Toshiba. The Toshiba is... I use the Toshiba one for this because it doesn't have, like, the on-screen display. And I was getting a weird kind of frame stuttering with my Samsung that I'd used previously.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to... use the Toshiba this time, and it went well. In a way, I think I might be using that one more often. It's just more convenient in my setup to do. But yeah, nothing special at all about it.
I mean, I would like to figure out. Well, I've sort of got a method with. My SVHS player, because I got, you know, at some point I got rid of this really good Samsung DVD player with S-Video and component inputs.
There's Ronald's blood again. I feel like if this was a Game Day video, it'd zoom in on that button and it'd go. I'll have to let him know. There's some pretty good Ronald McDonald butt shots in this. He'll be excited about it.
There would be a little bit of a little rotation to go with it too. You know, quick little.
Yeah. Oh, here it is. There's the real map. Oh, I'm going to be going to outer space. Why? Oh, this isn't Earth. It's a moon. However, are we going to get there? Good idea. Let's go ask the professor. Of course.
The professor? Is there a McDonald's professor?
Yeah. Look at. I love Ronald McDonald's face right there. He's just like, he's so happy. There he is. That mustache. Oh, the moon. Of course I can help you. I could help you.
That guy looks a little bit familiar.
It's a professor.
Is he the Colonel Sanders equivalent of McDonald's?
Maybe. What are the? There's aliens going with.
Oh, those are Fry Guys.
Oh, okay. Well, they're going to the moon. Yeah. The moon with us. Oh, they crashed. Of course they crashed. So this should be the last level, according to the FAQ.
Looks like the moon is made out of moldy cheese.
Well, what else would it be made out of? But back to the metal stuff, metal question, comment. Like I'm not really like a metal guy. There's some stuff I like, for sure. But you know, like during that time, you know, like I was more of a. I mean, I guess when in 94, you know, like. I guess I was. I guess to sum it up, you know, like my favorite band of all time is REM, which is probably, you know, I think it's very typical for the era. I love talking about the first time that I saw REM live in got those balloons, good thing. Is like a like seeing REM for the first time live is like a pivotal moment in my life. I'd rank it up there as like a very like important moment for me. I guess you could say it changed my life. Maybe it did in a lot of ways. but you know, you did see me wearing the Pearl Jam shirt, who I finally just saw live for the first time in 2015 or 2014, maybe summer of 2014 or October 2014.
I didn't even pay attention to what kind of shirt you were wearing in the video until people started commenting.
Oh.
Stop licking my shirt. Why are you licking my shirt?
How do I do this?
That is a wild background.
I know, I like it.
It's like there's no reason for it to be moving like that.
You can use these balloons to just kind of skip a bunch of stuff. Here we go. It's an auto-scrolling level.
The dog's name is Sandy.
It's shooting lasers. You know, if I can beat this game without using a continue on normal, I can see myself maybe going back and trying to beat that on hard.
Yeah.
On expert mode. Yeah, nothing wrong with going for that complete.
Well, I got Sandy just over a month ago.
So do you have any thoughts on the Nintendo Labo? We never really talked about it.
No. I think it's an interesting idea. I hope it does well.
But you have no intention of buying it.
If there was a kit that was like $30, maybe I'd try it.
Yeah.
But like $70 is just way too much. Like, I don't understand why they're like throwing so many different things into one kit.
Oh, it's the grabby hands. It's the grabby hands. It's got them. It's just coming after them. Sorry. The guy in the background, he's got to be, looks like Bomb Man from the first Mega Man.
Yeah, I would try the Nintendo cardboard thing if there was like a $30 kit.
Yeah. I definitely agree with you on that.
But, you know, it's really crazy how Nintendo has, I guess, gotten away with the high prices of Switch accessories. Like, the Pro Controller is like, what, like $70 or something?
Yeah.
It's like, it's really crazy.
I should have bought some more balloons.
I think the thing to remember, though, it's not just $80 for cardboard. I mean, you know, there are games that, you know, are associated with it, too, like that robot game and fishing game or whatever, you know. So, I mean, I assume it comes with game cartridge.
Yeah, I mean, I would assume so as well, but I don't really know anything. I don't know enough about it, I guess. It might be something fun to do with my kids.
Yeah.
Like, that's where I feel like I could see myself getting into it a bit. But generally, like, I don't, it's not really for me.
I mean,
a little too hands-on for me. My game playing experience.
Too tangible and interactive.
Yeah, too much effort.
I mean, just because it's a novelty and maybe it would be a crazy thing, you know, 15 years down the road, we're like, oh, you remember Nintendo Lava? Oh my gosh. And then, you know, we can make a video about it because we've got it, you know?
Right.
that would be cool. But at the same time, $70 is still too much.
I mean, I can understand, you know, like, being interested in it, but just, it's definitely, like, I don't think for me.
Yeah.
Man, the music Sandy in this game would... is really, really good.
Sandy would probably mess it up, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
She doesn't want to sit here. I think she wants me to play with her, but that's not happening right now. You've got toys. You can go play by yourself. Oh, yeah. Will the Hatter says, reminds me of Nintendo's old toy business. It feels very Gunpei. And that was kind of my first thought, too, was like, you know, it's like, it does feel like those, like the whole, like, what was it, the super arm thing or whatever it was called, the grab arm thing, you know, the Gunpei Yoki created.
A super arm. I don't know if I know about it.
There was, I forget, that's not really what it's called. There was like a, one of the Club Nintendo awards that you could get was like a WiiWare game based on that hand. Some people were saying Ultra Hand, Ultra Arm, Ultra something.
That sounds like what it would be, the Ultra Arm. Can I destroy these things? No, the hands. What about Sega? I missed the question from Jeff O. Oh, am I not loud enough? Am I not loud enough?
That's weird.
Maybe that's better.
No, we've been streaming for an hour and a half, and people, you know, an hour ago or hour 15 ago said, oh, it sounds great, Matt.
Come on. This is... I'm doing okay, though. I'm on the last level. I have 7 lives and 6 continues. Even if the password... You know, I don't even know how you get the password. Maybe you only get it
if you game over and don't continue. Have you continued? You haven't continued.
No. So I'm feeling a little confident.
I mean, there's a good chance that you'll beat this with time to spare.
Yeah. If that happens, I'll play some Global Gladiators.
Wow.
To keep the theme going. Come on. But I probably won't beat that one. I have a feeling this is probably a better game than that. All right. Why am I having such a hard time getting this thing? It's like...
You're afraid of falling off the side.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's like... Probably like 2 seconds of lag right now.
That's awesome. Oh, I can destroy these things. Okay. That changes everything if I can destroy those things. There we go. There's the goal. I bet you the last boss is going to be real hard, though.
What would you say is your favorite treasure game?
Probably Gunstar Heroes. I mean, it's an easy answer, but well, these are very Sonic-like right here, these things. These blocks.
I mean, I certainly haven't played them all, but... oh yeah, those are very Sonic. I mean, you know, it'd probably have to be... Sand Punishment 2.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, I probably agree with you.
I mean, Sin and Punishment 1 is pretty up there, too.
Yeah. I gotta replay Sin and Punishment 1, especially the N64 version. Just to play with a proper controller, you know?
Hmm.
But yeah, I'd probably
agree. Very much made for that controller.
Yes. I would definitely agree with you on that. I don't know how I forgot that.
I've never played through the whole thing on N64. But you know, it's a good version.
Yeah,
I've only played it, like played the whole game on Wii.
Yeah, that's how I played it too. But I wonder if it's a lot better playing with like the way it was meant to be played. I'm surprised you haven't done it, honestly.
Well, I just haven't done the whole game. But I've played like half of it on N64. I mean, it's a hard game, you know.
Yeah.
And you know, not being out of practice.
Pretty nonsensical, too.
Yeah, I mean, it's very much of the more, you know, there's like sort of the very whimsical and cartoony treasure games, and then there's like that, which are, you know, still kind of nonsense, but you know, much more dark sort of. Atmosphere.
Yeah.
Like they look like they want you to take them seriously, but you can't.
This is
McDonald's should have offered a code at the end of the game for free large fries.
Oh, do we know that it doesn't?
We don't know that it doesn't. I wonder if it'd be still valid.
What if it was? It was like a mandate
for the
company. Like,
I feel like that would be legendary if it.
Yeah.
If it was still valid. I mean, this is what, 93?
Yeah.
I feel so far into the generation for Treasure to have only just been getting their start, you know?
Yeah. I mean, considering the stuff that they made in that small time, that amount of time then, too, you know?
I know.
You can kind of cheese it.
You've got Wario World, right?
I do.
I mean, I should get that again. Like, you know, at the time, that wasn't the kind of game I wanted to play, but I bet I would like it a lot more now.
Yeah, I'm surprised you don't have it. I mean, you're a big fan of the series, though, right?
Well, the Wario games?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, being a Treasure game, I mean, whether it's, you know, part of the series or not, I mean, it's a Treasure game is just going to be its own thing. And I'm actually pretty hit and miss on Wario. I really, really like the first Wario Land and the Virtual Boy Wario Land.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the first Wario Land is probably like my third favorite original Game Boy game. It's pretty high up there at any rate. Definitely, like, the original Wario Land, I would rate over the other two Mario Land games. I mean, I really like the original Mario Land a lot. I like it more now than I did as a kid. But Wario Land 1 is really good. I really like Virtual Boy Wario Land, but the like 2 and onwards, I like them, but I don't love them. They're fine. I like 4. I like 4 the best of the post 1 Wario Lands. Well, I probably like Virtual Boy Wario Land more than that, but
I don't know what signals used to fall. But I need to listen for it. I just went for it. Ooh, this guy looks like a Gamorrean guard from Return of the Jedi. You're that Ronald clown, aren't you? If you want to see your friends again, you'll give me those jewels. Will you give them the
Ronald
jewels?
Clown.
Yeah. Crunch, crunch. So clown. These are the famous magic. These are the famous magic jewels. They sparkle in my tummy. That's what I'm gonna say from now on. When I eat something I like,
yummy. They sparkle in my tummy.
I fell asleep.
He did feel asleep.
Say Sammy SNES asks if we're considering on streaming on Twitch. I mean, maybe that's something we should look into, like using the restream. I guess at this point.
I mean, I don't really understand what the big, like, why people, like, I don't understand the big deal about, like, why would we want to stream on Twitch? You know, like, I think some people are just like, oh, I want all my streaming to be in one place.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, the fact of the matter is no one cares that we're on Twitch. Like, you know, YouTube, you know, people, that's where our audience is, and that's where people get the notification that the stream is live.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't mind doing a restream to Twitch, but I mean, we probably wouldn't be paying attention to the chat.
I don't know if this is the actual boss here or not.
I mean, it's probably easier to grow your audience on Twitch if you're, you know, streaming specifically. But, you know, we're you know, YouTube first and foremost, so we don't really care about growing the audience per se. I mean, I think we're pretty comfortable where we're at with streaming.
Yeah, I think so, too. This is kind of an interesting boss. I wonder if this is the last boss. It's interesting that there's a one-up at the last boss that I think respawns. Just attack him twice. Well, I think I get this. This is kind of a unique boss, if I do say so myself.
Plus, Twitch has all those emoticons, and I'm quite happy with our emoticonless chat here. Maybe there are emoticons and no one in our chat uses them. I don't know.
Maybe. I think we can make our own, but I don't know how that works.
I wouldn't mind providing some random Imlig themed emotes. Blade Blur says this is what if Hotel Mario was good. Oh wait, there are emotes. Okay, it's just that people like don't use them. That's the kind of audience we've got, I guess.
Yeah.
Ah, Daniel Ramos, $2. Thank you. Will we ever see top 10s from My Life in Gaming? We've actually done 2 top 10 videos, is that right? They are both quite old, though.
Yeah. I mean, I could see doing.
Yeah, we did like one of our very first. In fact, I think it was the first video that had my voice in it. Right? You had done a voiced video at some point, I think. Right?
You had done like Star. Yes.
And maybe something else. But it was the first video that my voice was in, and it is really, really poor quality too. It was like our top 10 favorite games of the previous generation.
So, oh, we got a donation from Reese Riverson.
Oh, $10.
Get yourself a snack wrap, snack wrap, and some good fries from McDonald's, dude.
Well, you know, y'all are going to tempt me, and I'm probably going to end up having McDonald's on the mind after this week, and maybe by my next week, I'll have something to report.
There's another one that just came up too, on the stream from Retro Morgan.
It's hard for me to read because I got low resolution. Keep up the great work, guys. I started a Twitch stream and a backlog because of you. 20 plus console set up with the best equipment with the help of your channel. Thank you.
I think I get how to beat this guy. Just got to stay away from him.
The other top 10 video we did was top 10 first level themes.
Yeah. Mainly because it was like kind of easy to do.
Right. And it was specifically like 8-bit and 16-bit systems, right?
Yeah.
And we've like almost done more videos like that, but then what we end up doing is like we're like, why does it have to be a numbered list? Let's just talk about a bunch of things we like.
Right.
Like that's how we were going to originally do like our top 5 favorite games that we played in 2017, but instead we're like, why don't we just not do a ranked list or anything? Just
right.
A bunch of games.
Gosh darn it. Okay. I mean, I gotta hit this guy like one time to do this stuff. Together.
Mickey Mousecapade is not a treasure game. That's well before Treasure's time. And it's not a particularly good game. I do want to give it another try, though.
You should.
I feel like I owe it to my childhood to, come to terms with that game. Really? Capcom and Hudson was Mousecapade? I knew it was Capcom, but I didn't know Hudson had anything to do with that.
Him.
Well, we do more Rare After Nintendo episodes. It's been, I guess, a year. Is that right? It's been a year since the cameo.
Has it?
Yeah. I mean, I really want to. Kind of the big problem, I think, with that is the next one's Perfect Dark Zero. And I kind of want us to co-op it, but neither of us has Xbox Live Gold right now. So. Yeah. But I feel like that would be a worthwhile thing to do is like get the co-op experience.
Yeah.
For that. Ah, the Phantom Knot, 350. Thank you very much. He says, crap, I am hungry for some large McDonald's fries.
Well, you know, me too. Interesting. So it takes a while for it, like after it pops up in the chat, it takes like about, you know, 20 seconds to pop up in the stream.
Well, it's easier for me to read it from the live chat. Right, because right now I think I'm on like pretty low resolution, but it hasn't dropped in a while. I'm on 360p. A little hard to read on the stream right now.
I think I got this guy under control. I just gotta make sure I collect enough things to restore my health.
Adam Jenkins says, gotta be honest, after working a 14 and a half hour day, this is definitely the best way to kick back and relax. Whew, that sounds like a day. That sounds like a day. What time did you start this day?
I got him. Did I get him? Did I beat the game? I may have beat the game. I feel like there's going to be another form to the boss, though.
He was pretty puny for a final boss.
Yeah. Stop, stop. You won. McDonald's is like smiling. Go ahead. Take the treasure. You beat me, so now it's yours. Is it going to be McDonald's food? Poor little fella. We don't want your treasure. All we want is to go home. Our ship is broken. Without it, we're stuck here. Ah, leave it to me. Poor little fella.
I feel like I read that in more of a Mickey Mouse voice. Oh, poor little fella.
Now
Sandy comes and looks at me after doing that voice. It's okay.
I mean, I don't know if there's going to be another boss. Everyone's saying I love the ending, so maybe I did beat it.
Which one of us will do a future review of the Kingdom Hearts series? That doesn't sound like
that. Wait till you see him flying through the portal. It's awesome. I wonder if there's an animated GIF of him, like, flying and waving.
I would love to see, like, a looping GIF of that.
Yeah. Oh, there's Ronald's butt again. Can't quite see as much crack there, though. But what was the question about Kingdom Hearts? I haven't beaten any of them.
Yeah, I mean, I've beaten a large number of them, but that just doesn't sound like something we would realistically do, to be honest. I mean, I like the Kingdom Hearts games. It just doesn't really sound like the format of video we would do.
But you never know. You never know.
I mean, the sky's the limit.
Yeah. Aaron Welsh is wondering if you can play Castle of Illusion while talking in your Mickey voice the whole time. You know that Mickey Mouse in the Castle of Illusion was the first stream that we ever did.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, while the ending's rolling here, you keep people entertained. I think Sandy wants to go out.
Okay. But I think that, you know, I haven't played Global Gladiators. I got it for real cheap. I think it was $2. I couldn't say no, I guess, at that price. I have no idea to expect if it's any good or not. Yeah, I think this game is definitely worth getting. It's good. I mean, it's not very difficult. So it might be a quick playthrough, but it's pretty good. I feel that it was worth the money. Yeah, I mean, we're gonna try to make it like try to beat a game per stream if we can. I mean, that would be our hope. We're not going to do very many story focused games anymore, like on stream. It just doesn't translate, and it was affecting our enjoyment of the games. So I think that you'll probably see us playing some more like entertaining stuff like this. But you never know. I mean, sometimes we'll do stuff where we're just playing like a variety of games. Like if we have somebody on with us that, you know, pertains to the subject. Yeah, I mean, this is like the second week in a row that we've been over 300. So I think the word of us streaming has really spread. The jumping animation is hilarious, though. He's like definitely doing he wants to like.
Still going?
Yeah, it says presented by McDonald's. Presented by McDonald's.
Ah.
It is kind of a unique boss mechanic, though.
Yeah, I didn't quite grasp it, but Treasure always has to do something a little weird.
Yeah. How did I fare with the last level of Tiny Toons during the charity stream? I wish that I could put... Oh, look at this ending screen. It's pretty good. It's, like, totally different than the rest of the art in the game.
Oh, wow. It's, like...
It's almost, like, digitized looking.
Yeah, that's, like, pretty unusual for the time, yeah. On a home console.
If we ever did like a ending credits for our live streams, it should be like a digitized picture of us, and it just says "see you" with like a little music with like our theme music playing over the top of it. So maybe
it
should
be like, it has to be done in with the Genesis sound chip, though.
Yeah, exactly. Look at the professor. Huh? What? It looks like he's just going, huh? Well, I did it, so should I switch over to Global Gladiators?
I guess. I mean, there's only 10 minutes.
Let's just see what it's like, though. Let's see what Global Gladiators is like.
Have you even played it?
No.
I love the wavy pattern of that map on the title screen. That's pretty good. It just seems like such a weird thing, though. Like, who... Like, if it was... You know, I can understand games, like food restaurant-themed games that are, like, part of a giveaway or something that you can buy when you're at the place, but I can't imagine someone being like, ooh, I like McDonald's. I'm going to buy this McDonald's game. It's just such a weird thing. Like, more along the lines of the Burger King games for the Xbox, you know? Those, you bought them at Burger King.
Hey, guys! Global Gladiators are way awesome. Yeah, being a gladiator would be awesome. Oh, there's... Hey, if you're looking for a blast, how about this? Well, so is McRonald, like, the bad guy in this? They got super soakers. All right, let's do this. Yeah, there's a little...
Okay, so in the chat says, I like Domino's, so I bought you annoyed. What's your point? Well, you know, fair enough.
Are you fair saying, enough. Like, a lot of people are saying that they wouldn't ever buy...
Well, I just said, like, I can't imagine being like, oh, I like McDonald's, I'm going to buy a McDonald's game. I mean, back in the day, like now, Now it's like, oh, that's weird. I want it. But back in the day when it was new, like I could see myself buying McDonald's Treasure Land for a very low price, though. But I kind of want Yonoid.
You should like, get it. How much is Yonoid?
Oh, I'm pretty sure it's like $10. Maybe like, it's probably like at most like a $12 or $15 game, I would guess. I don't think it's expensive. I think it's I don't think it's kept behind the glass shelf.
I always thought this game was about like pollution and stuff. Maybe it is.
I think it is. Like, it really has very little to do with McDonald's.
No, it just
McDonald's basically just wanted to say, hey, we care about the environment, so let's tag our name onto this.
Whoa. Okay. It feels weird. Like the screen movement is kind of doesn't feel.
Yeah.
If you hit down, like the whole thing goes down. Press up, you know, you look up right away.
Yeah, I mean, it's like they were going for something with that, but they were, it's almost like they were trying too hard too.
Yeah,
but they were, you know, they were going for something, they were trying something.
I wonder how long this game is.
I have no idea. I assume it doesn't have passwords or continues or saves, or I mean, it definitely wouldn't have saves. You know, I was really surprised. You know, I don't, you know, I have to admit to not knowing all the details of every chip that you see on a like a Nintendo game cartridge, but you know, you wanted me to look inside the Michael Jackson's Moonwalker that you had me pick up for you.
Yeah.
You know, to make sure it was authentic. I opened it up and all that was on the board was one chip and it says Sega. It's like Nintendo cartridges like have multiple chips.
That, I'm gonna stream that one. I might have you mail that to me.
You're like really excited about that.
Yeah.
You're on a big like Genesis kick right now.
Yeah, that's another one I should do is play through Dynamite Duke. Should be a good stream game, I think.
Now that's like a Cabal style like a shooting gallery.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Except for it has like melee attacks too. Like if they get close. Mm. Oh, there he is. It's your boy, Ronnie D. Right, Ronnie McD. No slime is good slime, as they often say in gladiatorial circles. Oh, this level looks a lot different. It's like now the slime is brown instead of green. Maybe it's poop. That's what it's supposed to be. Background too. It has like digitized voices. It has some voice samples. Oh, that's a one up.
NES cards usually had multiple ROM chips because the main program ROM and character PPU ROM were separate. Buses were separate. So the game, different pieces of the game were stored on separate chips. If that's so, that's surprising to me, but I don't know any better, so I guess I'll believe it.
I'm gonna die here.
And of course, you know, save systems are much more common in NES and Super Nintendo games than Genesis games. Like, just, like, very... I wonder what the total number of Genesis games with battery-backed save is. Like, I feel like it would be a pretty small number.
Battery backup? Genesis games with battery backup?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't a normal thing, for sure. I mean, it was...
Yeah, I mean, you've got the Phantasy Star games, you've got Shining Force games. I assume, like, Shiny in the Darkness probably does. I haven't
really
played that game.
Man, I really got to play all the way through Shining Force.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
I kind of want the Game Gear one.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it's the same as the Sega CD version. It's like the, it's like a remake of it.
Right, but I kind of like the aesthetic on Game Gear.
Oh.
Like, that's kind of what's appealing to me about it.
We could maybe do something on the Shining Force series sometime, and you could, like, play that, and we could compare them.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, I would love to do stuff. Like, I really want to replay Lunar when you play. Oh, geez. Whoops.
Oh, yeah.
When you die, it just says, whoops, across the screen really quick. But, I mean, like, I really want you to play Lunar, and I really want to replay it.
Yeah. At one point, I was thinking I was going to do Lunar and December, and that didn't happen. I need to get on a good gaming schedule.
Yeah,
but I'm trying to make sure I'm in a good place with my next episode editing wise.
Yeah,
before I spend too much time with some games, because I mean a lot of the other episodes I want to do like aren't really that complicated.
Yeah, I mean I think it's very similar.
Other than like the 4K TV episode, but like I think I can like do some relatively easy stuff for a month or two, and then maybe do the 4K TV episode.
Yeah, I think we're like in a good spot right now. You know, like I feel pretty, like, good after, like, the last episode, and I think that, you know, we have some fun stuff upcoming. It's like it has a lot of momentum in your movement. I don't... Careful! Sounds like me when I'm talking to my kids. Careful! Yeah, this game is just... It's not too hot. Got some good tunes though. I mean, they're all right. Yeah, I think we have some fun stuff coming up here. But I got like I cannot work on my next episode this week. I got a really weird week. My wife has like a I can shoot at an angle too. She has like an awards thing at her work all week, so I'm like on my own with the kids for most of it.
Wow, so someone in the chat said I would like to see you guys play Yonoid 2, and I'm like, what? There's no Yonoid 2. And so I looked up online, and I guess it's like a Yonoid 2 is like a fan game.
And it's probably gonna be real hard.
It says someone made a Yonoid sequel and it's shockingly good. It looks like a PS1 game. It says, I've never played the original Yonoid for NES, but after spending a good hour and a half with its fan-made 3D platformer today, I think that's in order. This game is fun. No qualifiers needed. There's wall running, yo-yo grappling, and even a dedicated button for dabbing. I don't really know what dabbing is, but people mention it all the time with this one clip of Mario Golf on N64.
It's like a dance move or something. It's like
it has something to do with touching your nose or something, I guess. I don't know. I'm unclear. But there's like this character in Mario Golf that I have like in a comparison. I think it's the N64 video, or maybe it's I think it's the N64 anti-aliasing video. And she's like doing this dance with her arms.
Okay.
I don't know. And people like link to the time code of that all the time and say she dabbed.
Oh, okay. Well, I haven't seen the video.
Oh, people are saying you put your nose in your armpit.
Yeah. It's I know the move. I know it. But I don't know why
it's a thing or something people point out. But whatever.
Yeah, I mean it's.
But yeah, this is crazy. This looks like it literally looks like a PS1 game. This Yonoid 2.
Can it be played on EverDrive, I wonder?
I'm guessing it's not like a hardware playable thing, but it's definitely very clearly styled after after PS1.
I
it's even got like wonky, warpy looking textures and stuff.
I think this has unlimited continues. Can you see how long this game is? It's called the long title for it is Mick and Mac Are, or no, Mick and Mac As the Global Gladiators. Like, that's the name of the game.
Let's see.
Also, see if it says anything. If like,
ever whoa, there's a McDonald's Wikia. Did you know?
I did not.
I just discovered. Let's see. Do you know what level you're on?
3.
Looks like there's 12 levels.
That's not so bad. Maybe I'll save this one for a future marathon.
Yeah, it should be an easy beat, you would think, right?
Maybe.
Relatively.
I mean, is it 3 levels? Because, I mean, is there like 3 levels per level, though, I wonder? Because this one is just like, this like palette swaps, it seems like.
Oh, okay, so it says like, yeah, so there's like level 1 Slime World 1, level 2 Slime World 2, level 3 Slime World 3, level 4 Forest 1.
And there's 12 of them? Or is there 12
worlds? It looks like there are 4 themes.
Okay, four so there themes. There is 12 levels then.
Right, 4 themes, 3 levels of each.
All right. I mean, it doesn't seem that difficult.
Wow, so there's this whole McDonald's wiki. Let's see. I mean, there's like, it's like browse the menu items. The first thing at the top is chicken McNuggets. People are like, chicken McNuggets are like a big deal thing for a lot of people. And like, I had an early experience with chicken McNuggets that weren't fully cooked. So I've never really been a chicken nugget guy, but there are some
people like they're like pink.
Oh my gosh, like, I can eat 20 McNuggets right now.
Yeah, I like McNuggets.
I have never been a nugget guy in general. Chicken McNuggets, introduced in 1983 with support from the McNugget Mania campaign, are a chicken nugget product offered by international fast food restaurant chain McDonald's, consisting of small pieces of processed chicken meat that have been battered and deep fried.
I wonder if every level has the same music.
Blade Blur is asking, is the connection choppier today? I wonder if, like, the lag is so low. Like, I wonder if you're, like, in a low latency mode, and that is causing it to...
Well, let me see.
I don't know. Okay. Like, well, but how would you... I mean, I don't know how you would... do. What do you set your bitrate for?
Okay, well, I'm set to low latency, which is best for near real-time interaction with minimal playback buffering. But there's also normal latency, which is highest quality viewer playback and higher resolutions. So I wonder if we should switch over to normal latency going forward.
Probably.
And there's ultra low latency. which says
the ULL.
Yeah, has it's best for real time interaction. Does not support DVR closed captions, 1440p or 4K resolutions.
I mean, I feel like people would generally appreciate higher quality from the streams. Yes. I mean, I had to reduce it to 360p to get a stable connection.
Okay, I'll switch that, but I cannot do it until like the stream is over.
Is that a setting on YouTube or an OBS?
Yes, it's on YouTube.
Interesting. So I wonder if they just added that and that was the default?
I don't know. Sorry about that, everybody.
I'm surprised it's not on YouTube end. Or on OBS end, rather. You know, what kind of game has, like, is the first theme?
Slime?
The swamp. I mean, it's the swamp.
That's like, you know? It's like having a sewer level. And you're RPG your in the first time. As the first... Which is, I'm sure, is not unheard of.
I mean, Ninja Turtles.
No, I mean in an RPG.
In an RPG?
Just like a sewer being your first
dungeon. I mean, the first major level, probably.
I mean, I guess isn't. I guess like, Final Fantasy XII, isn't it? There he is.
That's not really. I mean, it's early in the game, but I wouldn't call it like the first level.
Mick the Global Gladiator has slammed them all. Ooh, so there's no bosses in this.
There's no bosses?
No, I'm in the forest already.
Or at least there's no first level boss. That's weird.
I think it has unlimited continues. And it gives you a ton of time to finish the levels. It gives you like 8 minutes. I feel like this might be like an easy beat. I wanted to take it on.
Yeah, definitely seems like it.
Well, I'm trying to stick with my, like, trying to beat one game a week. And I was saying, like, when you were taking Sandy out, that we're going to try to... We're gonna not play like story focused games in our stream. We'll try to beat more games more often.
Yeah. I'll have to think about some games that I have that I think, you know, could be done in 2 hours.
Yeah, I'm sure you got a bunch.
Yeah, I mean, you know, at least under 3 hours. I mean, you know, we tend to go to midnight from time to time. I'd like to avoid going to 1 a.m. again though.
Yeah. Well, it is 10 after 11. Oh, so it says game over.
Oh,
so there was... I guess you have to earn the continues, I guess. Maybe you have to find them.
Interesting.
It has a voice sample when it first... Are you ready? It says virgin.
Oh, that was...
That's the game.
that was interesting. The after the game over screen, there was a... There was like a signal disruption. They said no signal. That's kind of interesting.
You can practice the bonus game. Ready to recycle. Here we go.
Uh-oh.
Ahem. These things going... I like the music's kind of fun in this.
Remember that that Game Gear, was it a Coca-Cola game that Kevtris recommended we play? Or maybe it wasn't Kevtris. Who or was it?
I don't know.
I think it was a Game Gear game. I think it was Kevtris, and it was on the NT Mini. When he was on our stream, I think that was when it was. Are you ready? There was some sort of Coca-Cola Game Gear game, and I think it might be a Japan exclusive. I forget.
There's Pepsi Man. Are you talking about Pepsi Man?
No, that's a PS1 game, right?
Yeah.
Which is actually kind of expensive, isn't it?
I don't know. I have no idea how much it costs. Coca-Cola Kid?
I mean, it's such an absurd looking game.
Shumi says, is Coca-Cola Kid?
Coca-Cola Kid?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds familiar. I think that's right.
I don't know anything about it. So maybe this isn't that easy. I should look up to see how you earn continues.
Yeah.
I don't know. I felt like if I can beat Bonk, I can beat this.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
But, I mean, this is...
What would me beating, trying to beat Bonk 2 be too much...
too much Bonk?
Retreading old ground?
I don't know. I don't think... Well, it might be. But, I mean...
Maybe I'll beat Bonk 2 some other time. Maybe I can stream Bonk 3.
Yeah, exactly. You should do...
Know what? I bet there's infinite continues in my version of Bonk 1 or Bonk 2. Are you ready? PC Gungeon 2.
Maybe. I think that by the time I beat it, I was so good at it, I didn't have to use any continues. Let's see. All right, I'm gonna switch back over as we wrap up.
So the old dual PVM's going on.
Yep. You did some tweaking to the HD one. So when eventually we have a HD, should I give people a look at the HD?
Yeah, sure. Oh, we got a super chat from Robert Curran.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So when we do HD stuff, it'll look like this. The game will obviously be there, but I don't have anything on it right now, obviously. And the super chats and stuff like that fit much better in the screen. It's also this camera over here.
Oh, there, yeah, it just appeared. Excellent. Yeah, I had to. You know, that is actually a PlayStation 3D TV. and it has like kind of curved sides where the speakers are. It's kind of really a PSP aesthetic. I think that's actually kind of the design language they were going for. And initially, but it was just, it made the screen too small. So I just cut around it to make it look like, you know, an HDTV with a much thinner bezel, but that the photo is a PlayStation 3D TV.
Yeah, it's gonna. I think it'll. You know, it's.
Oh,
it works.
Blackstar37 is watching the stream at the moment on a PlayStation 3D monitor. You know what's funny? I still don't know if it works, but when I was at, I was up at Corey's around New Year's, we found at Goodwill some Samsung 3D glasses.
You should see if they work, because the other pair is still there.
Well, I don't know if they would work with it, but I was just like, hey. Why not try it?
Yeah, it's you should get them just to see if they work.
So I've been meaning to do that, but I've also been meaning to do a lot of things going on.
I know what you mean. So what do you think? You're in the middle of an episode. Well, really just kind of beginning the editing. I gotta do a little something for it.
Just starting. I shot my on camera today.
Yeah. And that'll be, I mean, we don't know the exact, I mean, the release date yet. But I have another one coming. I was going to be doing a video on, and I still will be doing a video on the Super System SD3, which is the ODE device for the PC Engine and TurboGrafx-16 and everything else, and but apparently they are tweaking something in terms of the video output, so we're going to push that off for a little bit. I have messed with it, and I do think it's pretty cool. I just need to fix the video output. Hopefully that won't be a problem.
What's the next RGB 200 going to be? For me editing, it's probably either going to be PSP plus Vita or Wii.
We got a super chat from Blade Blur. So thanks for entertaining me and the rest of viewers. Well, I'm writing a script for my new work. It was fun. Always.
Thank you.
Thanks for the weekly $1 super chat.
always enjoyed.
Yep. Okay, go ahead.
Sorry. But for the ones I had, it'll probably be PSP plus Vita or Wii. I've been told though that to be honest, I haven't really been paying that close of attention. But I've been told that HDMI mod might not be that far off for Wii, so it would maybe be wise to wait for that. I need to find out more about that. I think it might just be an adaptation of the GC video stuff, if I'm not mistaken. But at any rate, I need to know more about that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if anyone's ready to install it or not. But yeah, if I don't do that, then for me, it'd probably be PSP / Vita. For you, probably PC Engine.
Yeah, I mean,
you just got a Super Graphics this week.
I just got a Super Graphics,
and you're so mad about it.
Well, I'm not mad about it. I was annoyed because it's a lot bigger than I thought it was going to be. And like the PC Engine's small, you know, the PC Engine by itself is small, and the Super Graphics is like, it's like the size of like an Xbox 360. it's way bigger. Let me grab it.
Yeah. A lot of people probably have never really seen it in perspective before. The Wii does indeed use the same video DAC protocol as the GameCube. It's just a lot harder to solder the chip without a custom flex and harder to fit the board inside. The final model before backwards compatibility was removed was the best, the red model. I thought I had heard that the non-backwards compatible Wiis have better video quality is what I thought I heard.
All right. I mean, look at this. It's like, it's huge. I'm waiting for you to see it.
It's like there it is.
It's a lot bigger. I mean, it's like,
I mean,
here's a size comparison with the Saturn.
Saturn's a pretty big system.
Yeah. I'm going to put them in front of each other.
I mean, in some ways, it's like we should have known how big it was because you can see the size of the Hue card slot. But
yeah, but it's just, it's like so much bigger than I thought.
I didn't have that perspective either.
Yeah, for some reason, I just thought it was going to be a lot, you know, a lot smaller than it is. And not only that, but like you see the side here. I mean, the video output port is like on the side here. So if you want to run, you know, video out, it's like that much wider. And it like, why didn't even put it like back here? But it's like right here.
That's relatively speaking where the video out is on the interface unit for the PC Engine, the regular PC Engine.
Yeah, it's just. Oh, I'm hearing myself through your speakers now.
Oh, weird. Well, maybe it'll stop.
Yeah, hopefully. But I did get and maybe I'll have to stream this in the future. I did get Ghouls and Ghosts with it, which is probably like maybe the must-have game on it. Mm-hmm. And I played a little bit, and it's not as good as the Genesis version.
Huh?
It's not as good as the Genesis version, I don't think. I mean, I love the Genesis version, so.
But is it basically the same game?
Yeah, I mean, some of the aspects of it, like, you know, graphics-wise, might look closer to the arcade. But it doesn't sound, it sounds pretty bad compared to the Genesis game. Like the sound effects are not nearly as good. Have we thought about doing a follow-up to the RGB episodes we've already done in future updates? We almost did that with like the 309, but I think that that's just what the 300 series is going to be for update stuff.
Yeah. I mean, the way I've said before is like, if if someday we could afford to pay a extremely talented editor to re-edit those episodes, sure, but like, I just don't have any interest in like doing a new edit of a whole new all-in-one comprehensive edit on a system I've already done.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, that's just, you know, I maybe in like the distant future we would.
Yeah.
I mean, right, I would love now, to redo like the Master System one at some point, yeah.
But like, right now, like that's what the 300 level is for, like, oh, here's an interesting thing, or here's a new thing about Master System output, or here's, you know, some little thing that we maybe should have talked about, you know.
Right.
Random things.
I see somebody like mentioning the Aldean's game, and that's like, it's like $250. So I mean, that's out of my price range. Although, you know, I did play it using the Super SD. Actually, let me grab that. Hang on.
How many canceled videos do we have? I mean, we've had ideas that, you know, we have never started or never finished or anything, but I don't think we've ever, well, no, that's not true. There have been videos I've shot things for that have never materialized. That's kind of true.
So this is the Super SD System 3. It kind of goes on the back, and it runs like CD games and U-card games off of the a micro SD, which is like right here.
So I assume it's like interfacing with like the same,
it's an FPGA
CD data.
Yes, I mean it runs like ISOs and bin and queues files. But you know, it just like slips on the back here. So despite, even in addition to the size, you know, you put this thing on and then it's like, now it's like really big.
It's wide. You plug in video cables, it's wider. You plug that
in. You plug in the video cable and this routes out like the RGB in the back. So it comes out the back. So, I mean, look at this. It's like, it was hanging off of my wire rack. Basically. It was like the entire length or width of the thing.
It's really super, you know, and it's such a shame too, because the Japanese PC Engine is like one of my favorite console designs. I just think it's such a neat looking system. Yeah. And then the American TurboGrafx, I think, is one of the stupidest looking systems. And then they sort of base the Super Graphix design off of the American TurboGrafx design and make it even bigger and more obnoxious. It's crazy.
Blabler, I say, you know, I right now I think that they stopped shipping them because there's an issue with the RGB output. There's a thread about it on the Shmups forum to check out. You can kind of see what's going on. I kind of noticed it right away. There's like some like digital speckles in the video, and it doesn't work with like C-Sync RGB or SCART cables. It works okay with, I mean, it works fine with the HD Retrovision component cables, which is like the main way I was planning on hooking it up because it just made sense and where I was going to put it. And, but it still has like the digital speckles. And I know that they're working on it. They're going to hopefully fix it. I don't know exactly if it's going to require like, if they have to like stop production and redo something on it. But, I would hold off for now until like, you know, the information is out there that they fixed what the issues are. I mean, I was going to do a video on it immediately, but once I saw that, I saw that it was kind of, they were talking about it on Shmups. I was like, I'm just going to wait and see what everyone says about it. You know, I want to see if they fix the issues, because the functionality of it is like is really, really good. And I'd hate to see, you know, the video quality drag it down. And like, you know, I know most people watch our show because, like, you know, they want to find out about video quality, and I don't want that to overshadow like the like how well it seems to function like playing games. So, and I know that they're going to fix it, so I'll wait until to see what they do with it to fix it.
So, since you aren't doing that next, you don't quite know what your next episode is going to be.
I think my next episode is going to be the Retrocade, the Retrobit Retrocade.
Yeah.
And I know that like it's been out for 2 months, but I think I've said this in previous streams.
You
I'm going
to compare it to real arcade boards.
I'm going to compare it to real arcade boards and like just like real version, like actual hardware of the game specifically, because there's a lot of NES games. And also, I think like officially emulated versions of those games as well. You know, like there's a lot of Capcom games, a lot of Capcom arcade games. So let's see how it compares against the, you know, the Capcom Classics collection and stuff like that.
When is our next convention appearance? We don't have anything really scheduled until Too Many Games right now, I don't think.
Yeah, I mean, we'll definitely be at Too Many Games, like whether or not we're guests. Hopefully we do get a panel. But we just go because it's we like it there, and it's just it's really fun, and we get to go and hang out with Game Dave for a few days, and also 8-Bit Duke. And it's always fun.
Yeah.
Look at this thing. Okay. It's like almost the entire like size of the PVM.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. But you know, the main reason I got this is like I knew that I would need it for the eventual PC Engine episode. But I also wanted to be able to, you know, with the Super SC System 3, I wanted to be able to try out like test full like all the functionality. You know, being able to play these games as well. So, essentially, this is going to go over this on the side of my setup, and will be my secondary system. I don't think that I'll play many games on it, unless I'm playing like the real Super Graphics games. But it's a good thing to happen or have like off to the side, and it is definitely a stupid looking system. It's, I mean. I think that that John from Digital Foundry and I like laugh about the Allen wrench things. You got to have an Allen wrench to get in here, but they're just plastic, like they're not real. But it's like you need a special tool to get it open. It's that advanced. Have you ever thought about doing a crossover with Pixel Dan or AVGN? I'm not sure if AVGN like knows who we are. I know that Mike Matei has seen our show. He follows us on Twitter. Pixel Dan, I've met at several conventions and spoke with him a lot. I'm not sure if like how we'd cross over, but I would be open to it. All right, is that gonna wrap it up? It's 11:30. 11:30 is not.
That'll do.
Yep. All right. Well, thank you everybody for watching.
And
we'll see you next week.
Good night.